Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. And thank you for tuning in tonight on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and I'm glad you joined me this evening. And I hope that everyone's doing well. I've got a few things to talk about before we get to my guest this evening. You know, I just spent a whole week in Missouri, and my husband, he's working out there, and I just decided to spend some extra time with him. And I got to tell you what a beautiful state Missouri is, and what lovely, warm, friendly people live there too. And you know, Missouri is a very family-oriented vibration. It's a six, actually, and it sure did show, because I'll tell you what, people were kind, they were warm, and they really extended a lot of hospitality to me. So, you know, I know some of them said they're going to be listening tonight, so for all of you guys out there in Missouri, I'm sending you some love, and many thanks for your hospitality. Thanks so much, guys. And speaking of that warm, fuzzy, lovable energy of the six, my guest tonight has plenty of it. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Jamie Ekus. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a certified angel therapy practitioner and a spiritual medium certified by Dorian Virtue. In addition to that, she holds training as a Reiki master teacher. She's a professional spiritual teacher, a chakra therapist, and lecturer. She's currently authoring a book with a working title of Who Am I and Why Am I Here? A book by an indigo for indigos. Now, Jamie also owns her own practice, the Ancient Healing Center. She conducts angel healing sessions, private and group mediumship sessions, lots of workshops. She does a lot of certification as well. She's a staff angel advisor on 123angel.com. And so she gets around, let me tell you. She talks to your angels, and among other things. And so I'm going to quit babbling here, and I'm just going to say, hey, Jamie.
Hey, Allison. How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You know, I got to tell you, a lot of people come to me. I get a lot of emails, you know, try this person for the show. This one would be great for your show, you know, and you know, I try to get to everybody. I try to call. When I connected to your energy in that very first phone call, you were just plain delightful.
Thank
you. Just warm, loving, pure. I can't explain it. Just loved you to pieces.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Allison. I really appreciate that.
Well, why don't you, in your own words, I mean, I know that you do a lot of things. I mean, I'm actually going to be discussing some of your seminars and whatnot. But why don't you, in your own words, kind of, you know, tell everybody, like, how did you get to be where you are? What was your inspiration? What is your motivation? What is it that you're trying to do through your work? And maybe explain that to everybody.
Sure. Well, this has been a whirlwind of the past few years, I would say. I've been intuitive since I was a child. It was somewhat of a taboo when I was younger. My father definitely did not buy into any of it, so I was crazy. My mother, very, very supportive, because it apparently travels down my female side of the family.
Sure.
And as I got older, I had a lot of challenges growing up, as we all have, a lot of lessons to be learned, both on my end as well as my father, as a matter of fact. He was my biggest adversary, mm-hmm. but we both had challenges to work out and lessons mm-hmm. to learn, and I have to say that at the end of the day, he ends up being my inspiration for all of this simply because he had become ill in 2002, and that really forced both of us to take a look at different lessons such as forgiveness and really the meaning behind, like, life, like, why are we here? There has to be something more to this, and certainly, definitely something more after we cross over, because we were facing that imminent issue with him and his health.
Sure.
So after, when he became ill, I had to actually let down all of my walls, because that was the only way that I could really kind of connect with his energy and what he was going through. And I would say after he crossed over, that was when I really started on my spiritual journey. I was introduced to Doreen Virtue through some friends of mine. I had never heard of her. And they said, oh, you need to come up and do a workshop with us. And when I stepped into the environment, it was like going home. Throughout my lifetime, I had always felt like something was missing, and I didn't quite know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Had lots of friends. I was very involved with high school and sports and drama club. And
you are a cutie patootie. I can see that. Go ahead.
Thank you. But yet, you know what? Still something was missing, and I wasn't raised super religious or anything like that.
Sure.
So I can't say that it was necessarily that, but like I said, when I stepped into a room filled with love and kindness and compassionate people, that was home for me, and
right.
thus my spiritual path began.
Right.
And,
you know,
wow.
I'm getting from you, and I do want to just kind of interject this, but sometimes when we have difficult childhoods or, you know, sometimes, you know, it's what they call the wounded healer. It's like in
mm-hmm.
order to reach out with compassion and love and wanting to help others, you have to have been in that place at one point in your life. And I'm just getting wounded healer energy with you for some reason, so.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It's interesting because there's that whole theory of like attracts like, and I would say that a lot of the clients and people that I attract into my space are people who have come from similar backgrounds.
Sure, sure.
You know, people from abusive homes,
sure.
you know, whatever the situation may be, you know, drug addictions, things like that.
Right.
Lots of indigo, like indigo energies, so those
right.
those very
right.
intuitive warrior souls.
Right, right.
And
it's all part of your path, all of this is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
so.
You know, I did your numerology, and you, as you know, that tells us a lot about a person, you know, and
sure.
In your case, you know, really your first pinnacle, very difficult pinnacle for a child. It's a very difficult pinnacle to be in the first years of your life. And what I'm seeing here as well is inner child is squelched, or it's
mm-hmm.
it's definitely there's something about repression of you, your creativity, your spirit within this particular pinnacle. And, you know, and I you know, what you were talking about, your father and stuff, you know, sometimes our adversaries are our greatest teachers. So, you know, I really can connect to what you're saying. Let me tell you, I'm connecting. So your motivation really for doing the work that you're doing is?
Well, it's to really, you know, help educate people and help people to understand that
sure.
their biggest challenges in life are their biggest lessons and growth opportunities, and that, you know, life isn't about being hard, although it is challenging at times, but there's definitely meaning and significance
sure.
behind it, and
right.
people just need to be open to embracing, you know, everything that comes from that.
Uh-huh. Sure. Sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, one of the things that they say about people that have sixth energy, and certainly you got it in a birthday and you got it in your personality, is they say just the sound of the voice of a sixth. For somebody that has sixth energy, it really does, it has healing in it. It's just the sound of the voice itself. And I find that to be very true with you. There's a warm, loving, and compassion that comes through in your voice, and I think that's really important when you're connecting to people. To you know, and also when you're working with spirit, that intensifies as well. You know, the love comes from a source bigger than yourself.
Sure.
It comes through in your voice. You've got some major things coming up as far as seminars and stuff. I see you have an angel healing seminar coming up August 9th.
Yeah.
Now, this is in New Jersey, so anybody out there that is in the New Jersey area that might be interested in attending some of Jamie's workshops. Jamie, give them your website so they know where to go to look for it.
Sure. It's www.ancienthealingcenter.com.
Right. Okay. And also, I believe if you just click on that show info tab right there on the front page of BBS, right next to Visible by Numbers, that link is right there for you, and you can follow that link back to Jamie's website. So you've got an angel healing seminar in
mm-hmm.
Pittsgrove, New Jersey on August 9th.
Yes.
So what are you going to be doing there? What's that one about?
You know, angel medicine is basically just the healing concept that clearly we're not alone in this world, and we have a support angelic realm just waiting to help us.
Right.
Heal on a number of different levels. And basically, you know, the way the workshop goes is it's based off of the book Angel Medicine, authored by Doreen Virtue. And it helps people deal with, well, basically we do some self-healing, as well as being introduced to a number of different angel healing methods that can be incorporated into your own lives as
sure.
well as lives of others. So
mm-hmm.
things such as, you know, cord cutting and psychic protection and things of that nature.
Okay, that's cool. I am an avid fan of Doreen Virtue, although I think the one thing that I get just a little bit upset about is, you know, the description of, you know, crystals and whatever with these bright blue eyes, because I think you pretty much, if you, you know, my big thing is I actually did go back and I actually did check out some books, okay?
Cool.
And my thing of it there, and I'm going to send this out to Doreen, if you're listening, I just think that that's eliminating, like, a whole lot of people in this world is not being, you know, gifted or not having that intuitive ability. I think you can't limit it to eyesight, but that's Allison, that's my opinion. But I have loved her books. I have to say that when my first time one that landed in my hand, I really thought angels guided, they watched over you, they guarded you. I did not really think that you could have a dialogue with them or talk to them or ask them for help or even for little things. I just thought they got, you know. And so I'm reading this book with Doreen Virtue, and I'm like, wow, you can talk to them. That's interesting. And so, you know, I guess I do approach things to spiritual philosophy in a rather scientific manner. So I thought, well, I'll give this a try. So I asked for some messages from the angels. And I have to say that her books opened my eyes to this beautiful, wonderful, amazing dialogue with the angels. People, if you're not talking to your angels, you need to, because they're really there to help. Amazing. I can probably list off 20 or 30 little mini miracles in just, you know, the past few years. So talking to them, they're really important. So God bless Doreen Virtue for bringing these books out and putting them in people's hands. I got to say that much. Okay, so moving on, let's see. International Angel Day event. This is September 7th.
Yeah.
And this is in same place in New Jersey.
Yep. Same place.
And here you're going to be talking about what, psychic development?
Well, it's kind of, as the description says on the website, it's somewhat of a melting pot of topics that the angels have specifically asked for me to share.
Uh-huh.
Doreen actually announced this. She was guided to announce this event 3 years ago. This will be the third International Angel Day event.
Uh-huh.
And the whole purpose is to really bring angelic awareness, so to speak, to people. Get them talking to their angels, communicating, learning how to hear them, learning how to work with them.
Sure.
And actually, the goal is to have 10% of the proceeds go to a children's foundation.
Sure.
And so that's why I have 10% of my proceeds going to the Children's Hopes and Dreams Foundation for children who are terminal or have cancer.
Right.
But basically, it's kind of an Angels 101 type of event. We're going to touch on, you know, different basics. You know, how you hear your angels, who the angels are. But I'm going to definitely be focusing heavily on indigo and crystal children because I think that there's a lot of misconceptions about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're so important to kind of where the energy of this planet is going at this time.
Oh, I agree.
And they need to be nurtured and cultivated. And then also developing your own ways to hear your angels' messages through things such as, like, oracle card reading, and we'll do, like, a third eye opening.
Yeah, so I was wondering about that third eye opening. I was thinking that was something I might want to ask you about in a little while. But it's really interesting that people do not understand. They are receiving information all the time, but they're not acknowledging it. Or they're passing it off as being a coincidence, or they're just not paying attention, and they don't understand how they receive the information. And so these are really wonderful workshops. And I usually, with numerology, you know, the gift, we all are gifted. I mean, I don't think, in my humble opinion, okay, I think being able to receive messages from God, from above, from your angels, it's in us all.
Mm-hmm.
I think that some people are more finely tuned. And I do believe that's because their experience this lifetime, in this particular lifetime, that is part of what they're here to experience, and so therefore they're gifted in that area.
Sure.
But I don't really necessarily feel that they're any more gifted than the homemaker that's out there raising their children and making a beautiful home and a safe, nurturing environment for children, or a painter that paints or a dancer that dances. I think that every human being, every soul is incredibly gifted in so many ways. Psychic ability, mediumship, or even being able to do numerology it just happens to be our path. That's where we're supposed to be, you know?
Agreed.
But everyone is incredibly gifted. But I know that when I see this and I help explain to them what these experiences that they've been having. And they always ask me, well, where do I go? Well, how do I develop this? How do I get a handle on it? So it's nice to know that there's someone like you out there that can really kind of train them or at least guide them to their gift and how to use it and something like that. That's nice to know, I think.
Thank you. Yep, definitely part of my life purpose.
Wonderful. Well, I like that, and I'll probably do some referring because, you know, after the numerology, I'm so busy with that. I do some spiritual counseling for people, and also, but you do that as well, so that's wonderful.
Yep.
Now, ghost hunting, gotta say, I love this. This is in November. There's no date here. It's to be announced, I assume?
Yeah, we're tentatively looking at the weekend of November 8th and 9th in Valley Forge.
So they want to keep an eye on your website for this. Now, this looks like fun. Are you guys going to be hunting ghosts?
Well, essentially what this is in my free time, I am a volunteer with South Jersey Ghost Research. I'm the co-director of the group. And what we do is we go into homes on a volunteer basis and help people deal with and understand the activity that they're experiencing in their homes. What we have found is there are more and more groups out there forming who are going out and helping people in homes. And, you know, it's a delicate thing because sometimes those groups, if they're not going about things in the appropriate way, they can actually cause more harm than good. And especially with the advent of, you know, all of these new shows in the media such as, you know, Paranormal State and Ghost Hunters.
Sure.
You know, more, and clearly the
people
think they
want to take it up for a hobby. Yeah.
They do, and there are people that do that, but the whole point of this course is to really teach people how to do it in a safe manner.
Right.
And if they want to do it as a hobby, that's great. We teach you how to use the equipment. We talk about different types of hauntings. And then if they want to, you know, start their own group up or help clients, actually help people in their private home,
sure.
We teach them how to go about doing that as well in a safe manner.
Now, that would be a very interesting one, I would think, for a lot of people to be interested in that.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I love that.
And that one, actually, that one's also going to include for a limited number of people an actual ghost hunting opportunity in a haunted location in the Valley Forge area. So
wonderful. Loving
it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's cool. And let's see, we got one more here, I think, which is a mediumship. So this is November 28th and 30th. Now, this is down in Orlando, right?
Yes.
Wow. So do they, this is fun.
Yeah.
So it's 3 days. It teaches you what exactly?
Well, you know, it's not necessarily teaching people how to be mediums because, as you had noted, we all have the ability to some degree. I think some people are hesitant about it. Some people are afraid. I think a lot of it's ego for many. But it's about, you know, developing confidence in your skills that you already have.
Right.
You know, Doreen, the classic phrase that Doreen always uses, and I always refer to it, is the bigger the purpose, the bigger the fear sometimes. And, you know, so what this class is really geared toward doing is helping people get in touch with their own skills so that they can either work with others by providing it as a service or adding it to what I like to call my toolbox of spiritual modalities.
Sure, sure.
And so we just spend time, really, I spend time teaching people, you know, more about themselves, how they communicate with the other side, the fundamentals of mediumship.
Sure, wonderful.
You know, I do it for a living, so whatever I can pass on to others, to help them get out there and, you know, spread that gift
that
you know, I want to do. So.
Very cool. And I know that you do Reiki certification as well, Reiki teaching.
Yeah.
I love that, too.
Yeah.
And I really recommend, and we're going to go to the phone lines, people. I know a lot of you are waiting, and we're getting there. But I do recommend for anyone, everyone out there, you know, at least get level one and two.
I say the same thing.
Do it for yourself. When you're sick, when you're feeling bad, you can take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it also raises your vibration, so it opens you up spiritually. And it just, you know, though even those people out there that are trying, you know, to tap into their psychic and mediumship, you know, doing the Reiki and getting the attunements, and you do it for yourself. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I just got my Reiki Master, and it was an extraordinary experience. So I highly recommend that to everyone. Now, Jamie, we got to stop talking because we got a lot of people call in. And so I'm going to give out the phone numbers here. I'm sorry, everyone. Thank you for being patient. You're listening to Station 1 on BBS Radio, the number one station on the Internet. And my guest this evening is Jamie Ekus, and she's going to be taking your calls. Jamie, you're going to be doing, what, angel readings?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So she's going to give you a little insight from your angels. How cool is that? So if you'd like to call in, we would love to hear from you. The toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free in Canada at 888-815-9756. And if you're in the California area, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. If you miss those numbers, just go to www.bbsradio.com, and the station numbers are right there on the front page. And remember, if you're, oh, my psychic dog Roxy's going to do a reading here. Hold on. No, just kidding. If you're calling in, people, turn down your speakers, step away from your computer, and try to speak up loud to us so we can hear you. And Seth, open up the line. So there you go. I hope we didn't make everyone wait too long, but apparently not. We've got a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, my name's Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. I had a question for Jamie.
Go for it.
Jamie, I have two very special children. I'm very intuitive myself. And I was wondering if the angels have any advice for what I can be doing better to support them along their path and help them with any fears that they're experiencing.
Sure, Heather, and thank you so much for calling in. You know, as you were talking, I pulled two cards. I pulled the relationship card, which would explain it in terms of you having this relationship with your children and actually acting as a teacher, mentor towards them. Clearly, you know that they're teaching you as well. And then on the tail end of that, I pulled another card for you, and it was be honest with yourself. And so what I'm getting and what your angels are telling me is that, you know, in terms of teaching your children, it's about being honest with yourself and your fears. And there's a lot to be said about being humble and actually sharing those fears to some extent, because fear, as you know, is just an illusion. But really sharing some of the things that you find are a challenge for you, sharing those with your children is going to be key, because that's going to help them, because at the end of the day, they themselves, they're going to have their own challenges, and they might be hesitant to express them to you for fear of feeling vulnerable. And so if they know that you are human too, and you're not just mom, but you're human too, and you have these similar challenges, it's going to make them feel more comfortable, and it's going to actually help them to grow and kind of come out of their shells. So just really being honest with yourself, and know that it's safe to admit the truth to yourself as well as to them, and then change that and switch the energy around that to be somewhat of a supportive learning type of opportunity. It's going to be very, very key. They are like little sponges. They are just soaking up all you have. And like I said, they're helping to teach you too. So this is a great opportunity for you and the three of you together. It's no coincidence that they chose you for a mommy. So.
Heather, how old are your children?
10 and a half and 6 and a half.
Okay.
A son and a daughter.
Okay.
Trying to sleep in my bedroom.
Okay. I want to tell you with your one that's 10 and a half.
Yes, ma'am.
When she hits that 11, okay, if she's having her experiences, psychic phenomenon or whatever, I want to tell you that's probably for both of them next year going to intensify. Even the one that's turning 7, those are very spiritual times in our lives. And usually whenever our ages actually add up to a master number, which an 11 is a master psychic number, you know, you want to expect that to intensify in her sensitivity next year, because I was hearing real soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to share that with you.
I'm sorry, you're hearing what?
Real soon for her that this will be
strong.
Well,
the oldest one is my son.
All right, the 11-year-old. Right.
10 and a half. And when he was 7 is when he finally told me that he was,
right,
you know, seeing spirits in his room and everything. And
have
so,
you had their numerology done?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Well, you might want to check out their numbers. You don't have to necessarily call me. You can actually do that online if you like. But you might be able to, through the numbers, really be able to identify. And sometimes that, when the validation comes through, that I'm sorry, this is the way it is. This is part of what you're here to experience. And a child understands that, they're not so afraid of it.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all the help.
All right.
Thanks,
you, Heather.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So many people have children that are gifted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think more and more, well, of course, I think any child, don't you think that every one of them see things, hear things when they're little, but then they get this conditioning going on that tells them this isn't the way it should be, right?
Agreed. Oh, my gosh, yes.
And so then all of a sudden they try to conform and be like everybody else because they have to fit into society, right?
Exactly, exactly.
I think really a brilliant book for that. And unfortunately, I don't even know if children could understand it, but The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz is really one of those fabulous books that help you to get back to your authentic self. And I really think that we need to keep our children authentic and not try to change them. That's my opinion. But okay, so we got another caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well.
Hi,
you have
Amy.
A question for Jamie?
Hi, Jamie. Actually, I had a question for both of you. I don't know if I've ever had numerology done, which is kind of interesting. But I also wanted to ask Jamie a question about my love life.
Okay.
About her what?
About her love life.
Of course.
You know, when you hit 40, this is the question to ask.
Oh, you're funny. Well, you know, the funny thing is that 40, 4 plus 0 equals 4, and that means the angels are around you. So make sure you develop a really close relationship with Archangel Samuel to help you find your soulmate. But, you know, I pulled a card for you, and the card that I pulled was environmental awareness. And really, the hit that I'm getting surrounding that is that they want you to make sure that you get outside more. I don't know if you're able to do that as often as you like, but it feels like you're kind of cooped up in an office environment or maybe indoors, and they're really, really guiding you to get outside more. And not just literally speaking, but metaphorically speaking. And what that's saying is to look outside the box. So if you're used to looking at certain types of people or certain types of personalities or maybe people with even certain types of jobs, they want you to kind of broaden your horizons. And so I feel that once you start to literally get outside more, you're going to find that it's almost like the domino effect in that the doors are going to then start falling open for you in terms of a relationship. But it feels like it's right under your nose, but you're maybe overlooking it because you're subconsciously set on looking for something else, if that makes any sense.
Yes. Yeah, I understand.
Amy, give me your date of birth.
3/27/68.
Okay, so we got 3/27/1968?
Yes.
Okay, let me just look real quick for you. 3/27/1968. Okay. Oh, dear. Let's see what we can see as far as relationship. What year are you in? Well, it's interesting. She said 40. You said 40. She's in a four-year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see here. I think you're exactly how old right now?
I was 40 in
March. Yeah, that's right, 40. Okay. Now, did you have a marriage somewhere between before, prior to this?
I'm sorry?
Have you been married before? Children?
No.
Like 28
no.
to 36 should have been a time for marriage and children for you.
Yeah. Between 28 and 36, I was in one relationship.
Okay. Yeah, that was a time of relationship. So you're in these lovely, lovely nine pentacles for the rest of your life, and I think that a lot of your relationships are going to require unconditional love on your part, where you love without expecting it. So you don't really want to go looking for love and wanting it for yourself. But if you just go out there and be love and be kind and caring and thoughtful, I think love is going to surround you. I do see you in a relationship definitely later on in life, though. I do see like a marriage or a very strong relationship coming in. But this time right now, I think is maybe we're talking maybe your relationships might be a little learning lessons, you know what I'm saying? They might be
right.
helping you to grow. Now, this year is really a good time, as Jamie was saying, to get out there. Now, next year, I'm going to tell you, if you meet somebody next year, I'm going to tell you, have fun with him, enjoy him, but you probably won't be able to keep him, okay? He'll just be a lot of fun. Your next bestest time for a soulmate connection is 2010. Which is a couple years away. That doesn't mean you can't meet somebody in between, but 2010 is the marriage year. Do you understand? You could be in a relationship,
But 2010 is really when you're going to tie the knot. So look for that, okay?
Allison, can I ask you about kids?
About children?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because I haven't had any yet.
Well, I'm seeing here that you should, whether or not you adopt or whether or not you marry into a relationship that has children, I do see you surrounded with family and children in your latter years.
Great.
So you may not necessarily give birth to them. You may just, by virtue of marriage, or marry into a large extended family. But I do see in your latter years much love that comes in by way of relationships and family and children. So
yeah, I got so that too.
Okay.
All
right,
so
Amy.
Thanks a lot, ladies. Take
You're
care.
Welcome, dear.
Thanks, Amy. Take
All
care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right. I love relationship questions.
Oh yes, you know it's funny too because you're gonna find well that seems to be the theme in all my readings lately too is relationships, but that's okay because right now for a lot of people I'm finding that it's about relationship with yourself. It's about learning more about yourself. So for
right.
people who aren't in current relationships or are looking for relationships, it's really about saying the universe saying, hey, okay, that's going to be a little bit delayed right now because we need you to get clear about your relationship with yourself first.
Sure.
It starts there.
Right.
And
yeah.
You don't know what you want. If you don't know what you're all about, then how are you going to attract somebody who knows what you are about as well? So.
Right. Well, I also feel, and I hear your caller, and I'm going to be right with you, but I also feel that we all seem to think that we're buying into that fairy tale illusion that we're supposed to just grow up and find our soulmate and get
mm-hmm.
married and live happily ever after. Well, children, it's not like that. You have relationships because they teach you what you don't want. Or they teach you things about yourself. They're growing.
Yeah.
It's all about growth. And it's about evolving. It's about your soul consciousness. This whole thing that we call life is just so many experiences that are written into our life plan that all serve to just raise our consciousness. So there's not, soulmate is certainly something that many of us get the chance to experience, but you do gotta kiss a few frogs sometimes before you get there. So, okay,
so true.
So let me see who's calling. Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
Who is this?
Hi, my name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
You have a question for Jamie?
Yes, I was just wondering if she sees any kind of big changes in my life in the next 6 months.
Okay, Carol, let's see. Can you spell your name for me? It helps me connect with your energy. Is it spelled with a C?
Yes,
okay.
C-A-R-O-L.
Okay, that's good. Let's see.
And I've actually been to your home.
Oh, great. I thought the name sounded a little familiar there. All right, look, I pulled, there's two things that the angels are coming through with really, really strongly for you right now. Yes, big changes are coming within the next 6 months, although angels are hesitant to predict anything in the future simply because they want us to stay focused on the present, because it's in the present that we create our future. But
yes.
A couple of things that are coming up really, really strong around you that you need to be focusing on right now if you haven't already. Finesse?
I'm here.
And standing your ground.
Okay.
Do those resonate for you at all?
Standing your ground, and what was the other one?
Forgiveness.
Okay.
And the forgiveness card, what they're telling me is that it's forgiveness for yourself because you're not maybe where you were hoping to be at this point in time in your life.
Okay.
Or if you're experiencing some type of a situation that you were hoping that you would never be involved with or have already been, you know, put behind you, it's about really forgiving yourself and extending that forgiveness to others.
Okay.
Carol, did you want to give me your date of birth real quick, and I'll take a peek at your numbers?
Yes, it's 08-24-1958.
Okay, 8-24-1958?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look-see. And you're just looking to see when changes are coming for you?
Yes.
And I can kind of look into the months here for you here. Okay. I think that your opportunity for a lot of change was more last year. There might have been a more volatile year or brought about mm-hmm. some changes. This year really wants you to concentrate on your relationships. Quite like what Jamie was saying as far as forgiveness and working on your relationships. You may have some family issues, like where they're coming to you for duty and responsibility, and you got to take care of somebody. Also, even with your own health, sometimes in a sixth year, you know, you can be feeling a little bit, it's wanting you to learn to love yourself.
Yep.
And really, you know, giving and receiving of love is really a two-way street. You have to learn how to love yourself and nurture yourself and give back to yourself. If you don't love you, you can't love anybody else, take care of anybody else. So I'm really thinking that this year is a lot of concentrating on this self-love on your part.
Okay.
And as far as, you're how old right now, Carol?
I'm almost 50 in a couple of months.
Right, yeah. Well, you're in the seven pentacle, hon, and this really wants you to grow and work on the inner you. And it doesn't want you to work, and it doesn't want you to worry about money. The one thing that I want to reassure you is that what you need will be provided for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time of rest for you. Maybe you're not working as hard as you might have previously, but this is a time of self-reflection, looking within, connecting to the spiritual growth of your soul, finding your guru, reading, contemplating, thinking, meditating. Don't worry about the outer stuff. It'll be taken care of. Things will be given to you. They will be dropped into your lap, what you need, okay?
This is,
you want to take advantage of this time in your life. Go back to school if you want to. Do some studying if you want to. Now, the sixth year, I will say, is a good year if you've ever thought about starting your own business, and God knows you have talent in that area with business and your own being your own boss. If ever you thought about that, this would be a very beneficial year for that for you as well, so I just want to throw that in there. And I'm going to tell you, next year is another one of those years. You know, 2009 is going to bring to you some more of this self-reflection and growth spiritually. That's really where you need to be right now, okay?
Okay, great.
Does that make sense to you at all, Carol?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks, Carol.
You ladies are doing a great job. Thank you.
You're welcome, Carol.
Good night.
Good night. You know, what people don't realize, Jamie, I don't know if you ever get this in your readings and whatnot, but there are specific times in our life where, you know, spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, our guidance from above, they do not want you to be out there busting your butt, worrying about money, trying to make it big. They want you to take the time to go within and work on yourself spiritually. And even on a daily basis, I don't care what year you're in or whatever, I feel really kind of like people need to take at least 20 minutes a day and work on that inner, their inner self, their spiritual self, because we are spiritual beings in a physical body. Why wouldn't you take that extra time? How do you feel about that?
Oh, agreed. And it's funny, too, because I give that same word of advice to most of my callers that I get, and most of my clients. It's like, even if you're not somebody who's able to set aside 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, whatever it is to meditate or even just go within, you know, even 5 minutes, just something, because it's really, really important, and it helps set the tone of your day, it helps clear you, and it really, really sets the tone and sends the energy up to the universe that, hey, here you are, a spiritual being who's ready and open and willing to embrace everything that it has to bring your way.
Right.
Because you're quiet and open to it.
Exactly. And like I say, you know, I say a lot to my clients, I mean, how much time did you spend on your makeup, your hair, your nails, your clothes? How much time did you spend? And this is taking care of the physical body. And even the act of going to work or cleaning the house or whatever, again, we're addressing our physical body. But it's the inner self, the spiritual self, the mental self, all of that work, that should be just as important as anything else that you do.
I agree. It's so important.
Well, we probably got enough time for a couple more callers. So what I'm going to do is give out the numbers again.
Okay.
If you're out there, you're listening to the show, certainly Jamie's here, and she'd be happy to give you some messages from your angels. I have been throwing in a little bit of numerology, been just trying to help here. The toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada 888-815-9756. And certainly if you're in the California area, call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And Jamie is just really a wonderful, wonderful, very intuitive, and she talks to your angels. Great time to get some insight. Now, I'm not sure, do we have a caller?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Dorothy.
Dorothy, can you speak up a little?
Sure. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. And you have a question for Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Dorothy.
Thank you for taking my call. I just have nothing in specific, just in general, you know, marriage, health, job, what you see.
Sure. Okay, so basically, what do the angels have to tell you right now for your highest good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so let me ask you, have you been switching up, like, your physical regimen? In other words, have you been doing some more body movement or more self-care in terms of your body and your health?
Yeah, I'm having some health problems.
Okay. Yeah, they're really, really insistent. In fact, actually, it's Archangel Raphael that's coming in, just so you know. He's the healing angel. Coming in very, very strongly around you. He wants you to really take a look at the diet. And you're so sensitive, Dorothy. You're so, so sensitive. He wants you to really take a look at the things that you're surrounding yourself with, not talking about food, but surrounding yourself with, talking from an environmental aspect, as well as the things that you're putting inside of your body. Because you're going to find that you're becoming more and more intuitive. At least that's what the angels are telling me. And have you found that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I always have been.
Yeah. Well, as you become more and more intuitive, you're going to become more and more sensitive to different types of energies and vibrations. So you really, really need to take care to eat more organically, they're telling me.
Okay.
And more green. Okay?
More
specifically.
Green.
More green.
Okay.
And then they're also saying that you want to start doing something in terms of getting your chakras moving. So if that's yoga for you, fantastic. If it's simply going out for a walk in nature, they want you to start doing some things to get your energy cleared, because it's almost like at times you're a sponge and you can kind of soak up some of the energies around you. And if you don't keep your energy clear, what I have found is that that can actually manifest into physical symptoms.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Dorothy?
It does.
This is Allison, and I just want to say, do you drink tap water or bottled water?
Bottled.
Okay. Do you use any crystals at all? Have you ever used any of them?
Oh, years ago. I haven't recently.
Well, let me make a little suggestion. I don't know if you've got a crystal around the house, but you know, get a hold of a quartz crystal, or whatever stone or crystal you're drawn to. See what color appeals to you, but pick one.
Okay.
And then what I want you to do is I want you to take it out the next full moon. I want you to just set it out in the moonlight and just let it soak up the moonlight. And then what I want you to do is to bring it in and pray over it and ask for that crystal to bless, to clear your water, and to work with your water, to help infuse your water with energy, to help you, you know, to kind of like clear the chakras and also to help your body with toxins and whatever. And ask the crystal to work. Just set it on top of your bottled water, wherever you keep it, and just allow that crystal to do its work, but, you know, working with your water, okay? And soft vibrational music is also something.
Right.
Just like, even if it's background music, just because that's really good for you.
Okay,
Dorothy?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
dear. Very welcome.
Take care, sweetie. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow. I was literally seeing crystals on top of bottles of water.
That's so funny, because as you were saying that, I was looking at this book that I have written, The Miracle of Water by Masaru Emoto.
Yeah. And that's a fabulous. You know, I personally take a crystal and infuse it, and I ask the crystal to work, and I put it with my bottled water. But
me too.
His book on, you know, the crystal work and whatever, I had been doing that for a long time, and then when I saw and I read the book, I thought, isn't that just extraordinary work, extraordinary message? And I think the soft vibrational music, especially for people that are sensitive, or even yourself, Jamie, I'm sorry that you're a sensitive person. You suck up energy like a sponge.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I'm looking at your numerology chart, and I'm telling you. And that makes you vulnerable. So you need to, like, treat your body like a temple. And so people that are psychic or intuitive or pickup energy. Wow. Hello. Do we have a caller? Hello.
Hello.
Hi there, long beat there. Who's
calling? It was. How are you ladies doing this evening? I'm enjoying the show.
Great. Who's calling? What's your name?
My name's Gayla.
Hi, Gayla.
Hi,
I like
Gayla.
Your name.
Hi. What I would like to know this evening, ladies, is I have to make a major move, life decision here. Bought a property 3 years ago, and the business that I'm in is with animals, and it's not working out. It's a very impoverished area, even before the gas and food prices. So what I want to know is, I want to move back home to Kansas around the family. I think it's time to go home.
Right.
And leave Tennessee.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you right away, there's a really strong angel coming in around you. And the angel's name is Archangel Jeremiah. And he was basically to a life review. And what it was, look at the things that are working for us, look at the things that aren't, and then vow to heal those that aren't working for us. And so that being said, he is really congratulating you for really tuning into your inner guidance and really hearing that calling that it's time to kind of move forward. You know, you made your mark. You really infused light into the area that you're in right now. That was what you were meant to do. But it feels like your contract for what it is you're doing is up. And now it's kind of really up to others to carry on that work in that area. I pulled the relationship card. So to me, what that tells me is the angels are really guiding you to get back connected with your family and to develop that relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
And really embrace that, because you have a lot more light to spread to them as well. And it's no disrespect to them, but you're really a blessing to them, and they deserve to really drink in some of the energy and the lessons that you have to share with them as well. And Kansas needs some energy in that area. You know, they've been having a lot of the weather going on and the destruction and the environmental stuff, and so it would be really good to get you up into that space.
Mm-hmm, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, and so Jeremiah is strong around you. The other angel that's really strong is Archangel Raguel, Raguel with a G. And what he does is he's going to help you to be able to let go of a situation when it's time to let go of it. So ending a relationship and doing it in a healing way, a healthy way, and in a loving way. And so he'll help guide you out of your current circumstances and into the new.
So then I shouldn't have I've actually found a piece of property that's only 5 miles from my father.
Well, hello, talk about a sign.
Yeah, and it's exactly what I want.
Well, what are you waiting for, girlfriend?
So I guess then that means that the ones upstairs, as we call them, the angels will help me get this property sold, because I have to get this sold to make the move.
Absolutely. And you know, the angel that will help you find the perfect buyers is Archangel Shamuel, and he'll help you find the perfect buyer for the property. What he wants you to do is really focus on seeing it as already being sold, because mm-hmm. energetically it is. It's just about having that person come into your presence. And just really visualizing it being sold is going to be the key for you. And don't let any other low thoughts enter your mind, such as fear that it won't be sold or fear that you're not going to get this property by your father.
Right. Okay. And the water's going to be very, very good for you.
The what is?
The water. Being by the water.
Being by the water.
It'll be good for you.
Well, there isn't water around this place that I know
of. I thought
of.
You said you had a place by the beach.
No, honey, in Kansas. There isn't no beach in Kansas.
Oh, are you at a beach now?
No. Uh-uh. I'm on top of a mountain in the Smoky Mountains.
Let me see. Is there any type of a lake or type of water, a body of water? In clearly,
yeah,
it's going to be an ocean.
There's this huge underground water all over
there
under this
go.
Mountain.
Yeah. There just, you go.
Okay, because mm-hmm. water is where you need to be.
So then yeah. Should I stay here?
No, I think you should do I do believe that when Jamie was saying about the energetics, that you held the light in that place,
mm-hmm.
and that really what a lot of us don't realize when we're in a location and we can't figure out what the heck are we doing here, and we're actually we're holding the light, we're sending out our energetics, are in many ways shifting the energetics of the area
mm-hmm.
that we're in by sending out our love, our light, our compassion. This is what we're here for.
Well,
so
I actually came here.
That it's time to move on, because when things are not working out for you, that's a clear sign that it's time to make those changes and not to be afraid of making those changes and asking for those changes. So I'm agreeing with Jamie 100%. The reason I thought I heard you say beach, that you were moving to a beach, Because your name starts with a G, and I'm just thinking that that really is saying something about you have a deep connection to spirit and water. And so water, whenever you've got that energy, you want to be around water. So if there's a lot of underground springs where you're going, then that's fine. I just want to put you by water.
Yeah, there are a lot of underground springs there, well, then, just like there is here. And I come here to do work on this mountain with the crystal that was inside here, so I think my work's about through here, and it's time to move on.
Exactly.
I would say, too. Spread right, your light.
Well, good luck. Good
Thank
luck, sweetie.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's, you know, it's really, as much as I have to say this, you know, where I live, I couldn't figure out what am I doing here, because I live in Lancaster County, and it's very, you know, very traditional people. God love them. Hardworking, wonderful people. Not exactly the kind of place where you set up shop to do numerology, I assure you.
No.
But, you know, it was really, I just received the insight, you know, that it's about holding the light in that space and making it lighter here so that more and more people can be more open to change, you know. So sometimes we don't understand why we're where we're at, but they have their reasons, right?
It's all about trusting, all about trusting.
Right. Well, listen, Jamie, we're just about getting ready. We got about 3 minutes left because Seth said to go to the 57. So, well, why don't you tell everybody again what your websites are?
Sure. So my personal website is www.ancienthealingcenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there you can find a lot of information on angels, you know, ascended masters, services I provide, workshops, all kinds of things, links to other people such as yourself, Allison.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. And also to, you know, angeltherapy.com. And also, you know, I do readings with 1-2 Angel, 12 Angel, which is a sister site to 12 Listen, which was founded by another numerologist, Mark Hudson, and also a Hay House author. So there's lots of talented intuitives, medical intuitives, and all types of individuals, gifted individuals there to help people and to be of service.
Right.
So very, very busy, touching a lot of people, connecting with a lot of people, and it's just fabulous. It's a lot of fun.
Well, we got a lot of work to do. I don't know about you, but I have been so busy this year, and so many people I think are, you know, there's a big, huge awakening that's going on, and
oh, definitely.
People are looking for direction. And I just really feel that, you know, just get out there and try to heal and help and direct and help people. I think numerology is brilliant at teaching people to be their authentic selves. And to,
absolutely.
Once you love yourself, you know, that's where, you know, love starts with self. And then you move on and then you can love others. So I think numerology is brilliant at that. Now, I know you have a newsletter, correct?
Yes. Well, the newsletter is a little bit on hiatus because things have been so hectic right now.
Right.
But yes, I do. I have an email list, and we're going to get the newsletter started back up
well,
here in about a month.
Well, then people can sign up there. And I just want to really briefly mention that if anyone's listening and they would like to sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, you certainly can. It's great price, people. It's free. So you can email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and just put the word subscribe in the subject line. I got to tell you, this newsletter is pretty cool because once a month, you know, I do the personal monthly forecast. So if you know, I teach you how to figure out the personal year you're in, and then you just go to the month, and then you can get your monthly numerology. It gives you a little direction on what to do, you know, with the month. Take advantage of those opportunities as they come, tell you what to expect. There's also some great information about numerology, some websites, books, and, of course, I announce great speakers and guests like Jamie here to let you all know when my guests are coming on the show. So if you want to sign up for Visible by Numbers, just you know, go right there to the front page, Visible by Numbers, and get my email address there and just put subscribe. Jamie, was wonderful having you. You have beautiful energy, my dear.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what, Allison, I just want to make a note really quick. Do a daily angel message, which is found on the front page of 12 Angels. So if you want to get just kind of like a daily message or a message for the day, they can definitely get that there. And it changes every day. So it's,
all right. That's wonderful, Jamie.
Cool, but yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, dear. I enjoyed having you.
Thank you so much, Alice.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. And everybody, I'll be back again next week. So in the meantime, I wish you love, peace, and abundance. Good night, Jamie.
Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.